us.
Free Talk Live, you can join us toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oops, no it's not. It's the ProXPN toll-free line. It was, for many years, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we still love SACL CAI, and they are still sponsors of the show. But ProXPN has stepped up to take care of the phone lines, and that's great. So 855-453 allows you to join us about whatever you want, and we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
So I've got a story from photographyisnotacrime.com. Now, we've had Carlos Miller on the show a number of times in the past. He's a hero. I think he's an independent journalist and photographer who encountered the insane world of police oppression of photographers by total accident, the way most photographers encounter it. He had been, I guess he was on the road in Miami. He saw a stop of the police officers, and as a independent photojournalist, he decided he was going to get some pictures of what was going on. The police then turned on him and targeted him. He was arrested. He ended up prevailing in court on that issue, but that was only the beginning of his odyssey of continual encounters with rude police, threatening police, and then he launched photographyisnotacrime.com, where he's been cataloging not only his own personal experiences, but the experiences of photographers around the country and I believe also around the world. Mostly U.S. Experiences, though, are posted there, and there's no shortage. Multiple stories, it seems, every single day, photographyisnotacrime.com. And Carlos is, I don't think he's surprised by this anymore, but a lot of people are surprised when they find out that even after a court rules that you're supposed to be able to take pictures of the police, that the police don't care about that, and they'll just go ahead and do whatever they want anyway and threaten you anyway. There's video footage that just came out from Illinois that proves this is the fact. Carlos posted this today at photographyisnotacrime.com, despite the fact, he writes, that the Illinois eavesdropping law was determined to be unconstitutional earlier this year. Police still continue to threaten citizens with felonies for recording them in public. Now, Illinois was one of three of the worst states. I believe Massachusetts was one of them, Illinois, and I don't recall the third one. But one of three states where they were the most draconian. Cops will threaten you everywhere if you are recording video. I mean, there's almost, wherever you are in the country, whatever political jurisdiction, there's a good chance that you're going to be in, some cop is going to try to intimidate you if you attempt to pull out a video camera.
Sure, because most people will do exactly what the cop tells them to.
Right, and that's actually what happens in this particular video here.
Hey, your name for the camera?
All right, I'm going to tell you one time, okay?
Have I stopped your recording? It's a felony.
I'm telling you right
now. This is a public place. Now, we had somebody recording my father. You guys said there was no crime. So you got to
stop recording, or I'm going to charge you with a felony right now. Stop it.
So he stops. And he can't blame the guy, because who really wants to go to court and deal with felony charges?
Not me.
So in most cases, the intimidation tactics work. But every now and then, somebody will go to court. And that's how this particular law was determined to be unconstitutional. But apparently this officer didn't get the memo. Or maybe he did get the memo and he just didn't care about that. Because he knows there's no real responsibility on his part here. If he goes around and threatens photographers and lies to them and says, oh yeah, it's a felony. If you don't stop, I'm going to charge you with a felony. Well, if he keeps doing that, there's no punishment for him for doing that.
No, there's none for him.
The Sycamore police officer was parked on the side of a busy road as the man walked up to him. The cop then stepped out of his car, and the man asked him for his name. The cop, in turn, threatened to arrest him with a felony if he didn't stop recording. The man protested, but when the cop threatened a second time, he did stop recording. It's not clear what led up to the exchange, but it's apparently involved the man's father, who possibly was cited for a traffic violation or accident, just speculating since there are no details in the video's description. And that's all that, you know, you get from Carlos on that one. But yet another example of something that I've talked about recently on this program. It doesn't matter if it's the highest court in the land that comes down with this decision. In this case, it was an Illinois Supreme Court that overturned an Illinois law and said this is unconstitutional. I mean, if a cop's out in public, you should be able to record the cop. But yet this guy is being threatened, just as many people are threatened successfully and successfully intimidated here. This is just yet another example of this in action. How many times does this happen out there and Carlos Miller doesn't see the video? You know, if Carlos Miller isn't watching everybody's YouTube channel, this is probably happening a whole lot more often than is being represented by the videos that you happen to see appear on Photography Is Not a Crime. So the reason I bring this up is yet another concrete example of how the court system, this supposed best system in the world, we're told over and over again when we go to government school, it's the best system in the world, kids. Well, the supposed best system in the world, it doesn't work at all. They don't know. The cops have no idea what the courts are doing. If the cops get an update from the courts, from their police department, well, maybe they do from time to time get some sort of legal update, but how many of them read through it? How many of them understand it? I don't know about you, but if you've ever read court paperwork before, I find it to be almost incomprehensible.
Sure.
And some police departments are known for not hiring intelligent cops. There are certain police departments, I think New Haven, Connecticut was one of them, where they made news headlines for rejecting police applicants that were too intelligent. Oh, sorry, your IQ is above 120 or 10 or whatever. You can't work here. So the idea that they have policemen who are less than what they could be as far as their mental faculties are concerned might give you some idea of why it is these officers either don't know about the court decisions or don't understand what the court decisions are. Because you have them just running roughshod over people's rights, even after the courts have said, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, they have no incentive to want to be filmed in the first place. A business competing in the marketplace could get some credibility for itself by being transparent, but the police as such, as they are presently constituted, have no competition, so they have no reason to make themselves look good that way.
Sure, they know you're going to pay up no matter what.
Yeah, and, you know, just, tell them these troublesome citizens with their cameras, just tell them they're interfering with an investigation. Tell them it's a felony. Just tell them whatever it takes to shut them up and get them out of our face. Because if they take this stuff to court, nothing's going to happen to the police officer. It's going to be a lot of attorneys making money. And the taxpayer is going to be paying for that whole circus to happen.
Well, plus, Johnny Ray, if they let people get away with recording them without attempting to intimidate them and try to threaten them or actually arrest them, if they were to just allow people to record them, then it might encourage other people to do it. And my goodness, we can't have people actually holding the police accountable. So they certainly don't want this whole idea of people recording to spread. And I think that, unfortunate for them, it probably is spreading because cameras are more prolific than they've ever been. Everybody with a cell phone probably has a camera function, whether it's still photos or video. I think almost every cell phone has video unless you have the most basic kind of phone available. So there's really no excuse to not have a video device on you pretty much at any time, unless you, for whatever reason, don't have a cell phone. I guess there's still some people that are anti-cell phone technology. But it's pretty easy. Even if you don't have a cell phone, you can afford a video camera. Video cameras cost next to nothing. You even have disposable video cameras that you can get at, you know, Walgreens off of the shelf, which are very affordable from what I understand.
Yeah, and libertarianism, I would argue, is on the rise. It's getting more popular, so people are more interested in doing that cop blocking type of activity, the Photography Is Not a Crime inspired activism. So, well, that's all to the good.
Well, I agree, but if the police aren't pushing back, then there will be more people that will be inspired, because there are people who are intimidated into inaction by hearing about these stories. Because most people don't want to get arrested. They don't want to put their freedom on the line. I got arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts, when I walked into a town hall with a video camera. I was arrested within a minute of walking through the front door. And that's because I would not back down. When I got into the same situation, now, I wasn't dealing with a felony charge. Maybe I would have if it was going to be a felony. But since I wasn't dealing with a felony, I did just go ahead, and I ended up getting charged with a misdemeanor. The ACLU took the case, and I prevailed. Ended up getting a $5,000 check from the town of Palmer as a result of that. But it's pretty rare that sort of thing happens. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. Broadband stream, we've got that. Midband. Narrowband, perhaps you have a limited internet connection, use the narrowband stream or the midband stream. One of those might be a better fit for you than our broadband stream. They are all three of them available all day long, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also listen for free on your local radio station, maybe. We've got over 125 local radio stations, so we may or may not be on the air in your local market. You can get the full list of affiliates for Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got satellite listening technology. You can tune in via our free-to-air satellite channel, which airs all of our LRN.FM content. All kinds of great shows are up there for you. There's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live over your phone line. So lots of ways to get tuned in. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all of them. Now, the Free State Project, we mentioned them earlier in the show tonight. They are not just a sponsor of the show, but Johnny Ray and I are also Free State Project participants.
Yep.
We picked up our lives and from different places. You from Asheville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Me from Florida. And we picked up our lives and moved to New Hampshire to get active for liberty. In my case, I was already active in Florida. I just moved my activism up here to New Hampshire, and I got more active here in New Hampshire because here we have over 1,400 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project, who most of them are early movers. Probably about 1,200 of them are early movers, just like we are, Johnny Ray. A couple hundred were living here already when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state for the Free State Project. Of the 10 possible states, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and that's because it's arguably the freest place in the United States. And it's going to get freer, in my prediction, because thousands more people who are like us, people who love liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, people that think this way, are signing up. Over 15,000 people have pledged now to be members of the Free State Project, to move to New Hampshire once 20,000 is reached. There's a five-year window, a time frame. Once that 20,000 point is reached, there's 5 years from that point. So we're still a little ways away. We're 75% of the way to our goal, and we need you. We need your help. If you're a liberty-minded person and you feel like there's just nothing happening where you are, or that you're just banging your head up against the brick wall of politics and that you just feel like it's impossible to make any headway, you owe it to yourself to check out the Free State Project. I think you'll be as excited as we were about it.
According to the 2013 American Values Survey, like we were talking about before, about 7%, only about 7% are considered consistent libertarians by this American Values Survey.
And these are
survey.
People who self-identify as libertarians.
It's a combination of self-identification and answering questions mm-hmm. that are about, you know, libertarian-type stuff.
7%. That's not enough to win an election anywhere, which is probably why libertarian candidates get something like 2 to 3% in every election.
Yeah. One of the ways I look at it is when the American empire starts collapsing and Do you want to be that 7% alone? You're the only 7% who can explain, who knows why society is not working and why your community is going to hell? Or do you want to be in New Hampshire where the smart people are, the people who saw it coming a long
time
ago?
It's cold in New Hampshire. It's cold. Brr. It's below freezing right now.
It's 2013. We've got a long... I'm warm and cozy, and I am 95% of the time.
Even when you're outdoors?
No, when I'm indoors.
Oh,
when
okay.
Because I'm a part of civilization.
So you don't have to sleep outside? You don't have to sleep in the cold if you live in New Hampshire?
No, you don't have to sleep in the cold.
Okay, there's actually heat, and some people might liken New Hampshire to people run from their house, or actually it's probably a bad idea to run if it's icy on the ground, but they walk from their house to their car, to their heated workplace, to the heated gathering, the watering hole, or whatever. People go to heated places here, whereas if you live in Florida, you go to air-conditioned places. You get through the run-through the heat to get to the air condition. So there's uncomfortable weather here, but so what? At least you've got a community of liberty-oriented people that is constantly growing. There are always new people moving in. Pat Kay, who's been a longtime supporter of the Free State Project, he's been hanging around the Free State Project forums for longer than I can remember, and he just now is making the move from New York, which is awesome. It's a great place to leave, New York. People have been, they're constantly moving in the Manchester area because that's the big city, and so it's a big attractor of people that are coming in. There literally are over 1,000 people already here. It's just so exciting. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, or stay where you are and toil away and get nowhere. Because that's how things were for me in Florida. I don't know if it's that way for you, but if it is, you really should look at the Free State Project. So 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I said there's an update on the Obamacare situation, which honestly we haven't talked too much about here on Free Talk Live. But there's been this debacle with the computer system, like absolutely not working at all. I guess people are supposed to go and use some kind of government website to sign up for this Obamacare thing. I don't know. I've certainly not tried to do it, nor do I intend to try to do it. But I guess a lot of people have tried to do this, and it's completely failed. And then on the other side, there's other news from Breitbart here. I think it's Breitbart. Yeah, Breitbart, where they're reporting that the National Center for Public Policy Research has discovered that 1.5 million insurance cancellations have already gone out. Cancellations, they say, are due to the Obamacare mandate that requires every health insurance policy meet a minimum requirement of a one-size-fits-all Cadillac plan that forces people to pay for coverage that they neither want nor need. So the pitch here is that, oh, well, we're going to make it easy for you to pick your health care coverage. It'll just be a one-size-fits-all. You won't even have to think about it. Well, guess what? Now that your one-size-fits-all package is there, there are a bunch of people who can't afford this stuff anymore. In fact, there's another story I've got about an Obamacare former supporter who's livid that the prices have gone up. But apparently people who already had insurance, they've gotten cancellation notices now to the tune of 1.5 million of these things that have already gone out. More are expected to go out, apparently.
I read a story about a guy over on LouRockwell.com. He's a roofer, and he only bought catastrophic coverage for himself. He wasn't sure. Interested in going to the doctor if he had a cold. He didn't like going to the doctor, but he wanted to have something where if he fell off the roof and broke his back, then there would be something there for him.
Totally sensible.
And his policy is no longer available.
And now he's got to pay a buttload more money, right, to get, if he's going to get any kind of coverage, he's going to have to get this crazy policy.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's going to do, whether he's going to go for the, like you say, the Cadillac crazy policy, or just elect not to have coverage for himself.
Well, and then if you're working at some kind of J-O-B, this job, whatever corporate job, you know, maybe he's a roofer, he's getting paid under the table. But if he's working for some sort of company, then apparently the IRS is going to come after you. Right? Isn't that what I've heard about the Obama thing, that the Obamacare thing is that the IRS is the enforcer of this, and that if you don't pay up, that they're just going to levy the money from you?
Right. Well, it's a fine, a penalty, right? A $99, $95 penalty per year, I think.
I don't know. I can't say I know what it is. I have put almost zero amount of research into Obamacare because I certainly don't intend to buy that package. Yeah, I have no intention to do that. Come and get me. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have listening options and the bulletin board system, the archives, and more, all completely free for you. So go to freetalklive.com. If you want a simplified version of our site, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. Then you just get the streams. Links to the streams and link to the podcast. Keeps it simple. Gets you tuned in as fast as possible over at m.freetalklive.com for those of you with a smartphone. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And to get the best home loan, you need to have the best rates. Property that will appraise for the amount that you need, a job or business of your own that gives you enough income to qualify for that loan, and the ability to take yes for an answer. We now have the best rates. According to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they are nearly at all-time lows. If you need, if you have the needed appraised value, the employment you need, and the earnings, you can make the decision to move forward. Now, next year, which is coming up fast, getting a loan will be much harder because of new rules that have been passed by the federal government. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of mortgage experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com or call them up at 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. As we continue, we will take your calls about anything. Ladies first, Amy is on the line listening in Colorado. Amy, I think you're listening to I-25 Talk Radio. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say that a lot of times men are falsely accused by children that think that they're grown. I had a situation where my daughter was 16. I was married to 8 years to a man, and she falsely accused him of rape. And the only reason why that she finally fessed up that it was consensual between the two is because she failed a lie detector test. So,
oh, wow.
So a lot of times people are falsely accused of rape, and, you know, and a lot of times these children are wrong, and you have to back them down. So,
yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. In fact, we were covering this issue of false rape accusations the other night on the show, and there's some surprising numbers of false rape accusations out there. You would think that people would take this pretty seriously, but they apparently will just make these accusations to, you know, to ruin somebody's life. Because even if you do end up getting vindicated on a false rape accusation, that doesn't erase all the newspaper articles that might get written about you or whatever other news coverage might come out that so-and-so is an alleged rapist. Well, even though they'll put the word alleged in there, a lot of people don't even know, you know, they don't even pay attention to that, or they figure that the allegations are enough, and so they'll consider you a rapist even if you haven't been convicted of it. And that can really ruin a life.
And we lived in a very small town in Georgia. I mean, and it spread like wildfire. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. One of my daughters, that's my own flesh and blood, and two of my husband. So it's a little bit, this story's a little bit different from your average, you know, so they met somebody at a party, they had consensual sex, whatever. This was my husband.
Did she come on to, so this was like a stepfather situation?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So she, your teenage daughter came on to your husband, and he gave in to the temptation.
Absolutely.
And they had sex.
Yep. And then she accused him of rape.
Did she attempt to, was it her intention to do that up front, or did she get upset at him afterwards for something and then decide to, or did she try to blackmail him?
Yep, that's exactly what happened. And she came to me because she had given him a demand. She really wanted to be with this man. Like, he was good-looking, and everybody thought he was a lot younger than what he was. She was infatuated with him. So my story is a little bit different from your norm, you know?
Yeah.
There are children like that, and people need to be aware that, you know, if your child is going next door to play with little Susie, and little Susie has a young, attractive dad, it can happen to them, because it happened to me in my own house.
Amy, did that create a lot of distance between you and your daughter?
I worked a lot. She lived with her dad most of the time. She got some trouble, so she came back to live with me. So absolutely, like, I never in a million years would have thought it from him or her. She's my own flesh and blood. I worked 24/7 just about. I had a corporate job. I made about $150 a year. I had a fantastic life provided for both of them, and I guess maybe they said I worked way too much, didn't pay him attention, her attention, whatever excuse they want to use. But, you know, karma's a bitch, I'm going to tell you, because it cost me my job, my career. It cost me everything I owned. I took a plane, came to Colorado, left everything behind. And 2 months later, he was killed in a car accident. Karma's a bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for sharing. Thank you for sharing your story tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And that's an interesting story, because it does show that a young person can be the sexual aggressor, if that's the right word, the initiator, I guess you could say.
Sure.
A young person, the law would like you to believe, the people that write the law would like you to believe that, oh, these teenagers are just getting taken advantage of. Well, what if the other way around is the case? What if these teenagers know that, one, they're attractive to a lot of men and women, and that, two, that they can use the law as a point of pressure against an adult who might they perceive has done them wrong, or they want to just take advantage of, or they want to extract money or obedience out of. So even if he hadn't had sex with this teenage girl, she still could have claimed that he did. And that's just as bad, because after a certain period of time, there's no evidence left of sexual activity. So she could just tell this guy, hey, look, you're either going to do what I say or I'm going to go to the cops. And unless you've got her recorded saying something like that, you're going to have a real tough time defending yourself.
And what was Robert telling us before about the laws in New Hampshire?
he made some statement about how allegedly the laws in New Hampshire will take someone's testimony as gold.
Okay.
On a rape allegation.
Okay.
So without any physical evidence, just the say-so of the alleged victim is supposedly enough. Let's go to Richard, listening in West Virginia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
What's on your mind, Richard?
You know, I just heard you saying about how you had took the camera into a town hall meeting, and next thing you know, you're arrested, and later on, you got exonerated, and you end up getting $5,000, which got me to thinking. I'm just curious of how did you do that? Because I just recently beat a charge myself. So
how did I do that?
Yes, sir.
Well, the ACLU was a big help. The Massachusetts Civil Liberties Unions, the Massachusetts wing of the ACLU, took an interest in my case. I pitched them on it. You know, I contacted them. I said, hey, here's what happened. Here's the video. Can you help me with this? And they did. And they did a stellar job with it.
Okay. My situation was when I got a felony when I was 18 years old. I got in a fight, and I was young, and I got charged with malicious wounding, and it was just a fist fight. So, and I got overwhelmed. I was facing like four felony charges. They offered me a plea bargain, this great deal, the Anthony Center. And so I took the plea bargain, my little, 1 to 5. And but I'm labeled a felon for the rest of my life.
That's okay. Terrible.
Okay, well, so then now I'm 37. I've got a girlfriend who has never had as much as a traffic ticket in her life, nothing. Mm-hmm. And she owns guns. She's, you know, she's has her right to bear arms. I don't have the right to own a gun, but I served my time. And so next thing you know, had a little domestic violence. Her sister was into an argument. The law showed up out here, and they came in the house, seen a gun sitting in the corner, and next thing you know, I got charged with
another felony.
Gun crimes.
They charge you with another felony, right, Richard?
Absolutely. I got charged.
Stand by. I'll tell you what. Come back. We'll come back with you here in a moment. You can tell the rest of your story. I think it's horrible, and I totally agree with Richard. If you've done the time, then you should have your rights back. 855-450-FREE. But what do you think? You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Should felons be allowed to have guns?
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from PaidAtHome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes PaidAtHome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
Are you
someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are about to wrap the show out. Plenty of time still to get your call and thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE. Our caller there did drop off the line, unfortunately, but what he was talking about was being a felon and having spent time in prison and then getting out and still being considered a felon, which means he can't have any firearms, can't even be around firearms, can't even be in what's called active possession, I think is the legal term of a firearm. So his girlfriend or wife at the time had firearms in the home. There was a domestic incident regarding a family member. The cops got called over. They saw a gun in the corner. He gets arrested and likely charged with another felony as a result of that. And we didn't get the rest of his story because he dropped off the line, so we don't know, you know, what happened with that charge, whether he's gone to prison again or what the status. But shouldn't somebody who has been convicted and have spent time in jail for a felony, shouldn't they be able to defend themselves with a firearm, with a weapon, after they get out of jail?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't they be able to defend their family?
You know, and generally, I avoid trying to enumerate and codify the different rights that people have, because I don't think we know them all. But I love the Second Amendment to the Constitution, and the part in it, you know, if you believe that the Constitution is the law of the land, the Second Amendment says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Seems pretty clear.
It seems very clear to me.
But obviously, if they put the word felon in front of you, you're not a person anymore.
You're convicted of a felony. You do your jail time. Then that's the punishment that's been levied on you, and they don't take your personhood away from you. They can't do that. They can't take away your ability to defend yourself if, you know, anything happens, if your home is invaded.
You know, as an aside, our friend Rich Paul is sitting in a jail cell right now, and he is now a felon because he sold some marijuana to some willing buyers. And the police set up some controlled buys with a heroin dealer that was doing the buying. They busted a heroin dealer, and then they gave the heroin dealer a complete exoneration. He was let off his charges completely for helping them bust a pot dealer. And, of course, the real story was the reason why they wanted Rich Paul, our friend, is because he's a Free State Project participant, and they wanted him to turn and wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. Rich heroically refused to do that. He stood up for his beliefs that cannabis should be a legal product, should be able to be sold and consumed by people who consent. And he was punished and given a year in a jail cell. He's sitting in there right now as we speak. We've heard from him a number of times. And he's a guy who was a real advocate of open carry. I mean, if you ever saw Rich Paul in downtown Keene, odds are good he had a firearm strapped to him.
Yep.
And now he's not going to be able to do that anymore. And it's an infringement upon his freedom. By the way, I have an update on Rich Paul. He's still in the jail. He'll probably be there till at least to sometime in December if he gets out on good time. But it seems like, according to his girlfriend, Wendy, it seems like that they are trying to punish him for some petty nonsense in the jail. And he's been getting restricted visits, meaning that usually if you're in the jail here in Cheshire County, you can be visited any day of the week, 7 days a week, multiple hours every single day, which is very unusual for jail, usually very restrictive jail visits policies. But with Rich, recently they've been violating him for violations of the rules, you know, like, oh, you didn't make your bed, so we're going to take away visits for a week. That kind of petty stuff. And so apparently he's had his visits pulled for this week, which means that if you were going to go and see him as, you know, you come here for Keenvention this weekend, and one of your things you wanted to do was to go see Rich Paul, from what I'm told, he will not be available on Friday. He may be available on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're coming to Keenvention, you may yet still have a chance to see Rich Paul, but beware, it may not be possible on Friday. There are instructions on how to do so. If you go to keenvention.info, there's a link that you can go to set an appointment to go and see Rich. It's one of the many things that you can do outside of the hotel during Keenvention. Keenvention is happening this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's happening at the Best Western in Keene, New Hampshire. And of course, you know, we're here in Keene. We do the show from Keene, New Hampshire. It's a real attraction, I think, for a lot of people who've heard about the Free State Project and some of the activism that that goes on here. And Keenvention is a little convention that I put together this year for the intention of kind of showing off some of the activists. Johnny Ray, you will be hosting a panel.
Yep, I'll be hosting the New Hampshire Natives and Old Schoolers panel.
Yep.
And mostly it is natives, and it's also very female centric. I'm the only man.
You've got all female panelists.
Yeah, it should be very exciting.
I think it's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to have we've got about 90 people that are registered for the Keenvention. Just had another registration come in tonight, so we're over 90 people at this point. That includes all the speakers, and there's quite a few people that are speaking there. So it's getting close to it might actually cover its costs. It's not quite there yet, but it's a possibility that it might do that. And for a convention to do that the first year out, I think is a pretty good sign.
Well, you're closer than me and my Bitcoin miner, aren't you?
I guess so. Keenvention.info. You can go there. Tickets are still available. If you wait until the door, you'll pay a little bit more. I think it's $60 at the door, $50 in advance. And that gets you in for the whole weekend for this. So lots of other things are going on outside of the hotel, and all of that is being detailed over at Keenvention.info. So, Johnny Ray, game of the week.
Sure. Game of the week really, really is still Europa Universalis 4.
You are into this game.
I want to finish it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to. I haven't yet.
Because you keep dying, right? I mean, how long does the game go for? And then you'd like 15 hours, you said, and then you end up perishing in some sort of historical situation?
Yeah, usually when this thing happens, this great crippling thing, mm-hmm. and it's usually because I start picking fights with my neighbors. Everything is fine up until then, and then I just overestimate my ability to successfully prosecute a video game war against some other country.
Is the goal to take over the whole world?
the goal really is to watch some alternate world history develop.
What if you didn't attack your neighbors?
Well, there's good consequences and bad consequences. I think the game is predicated on the fact that war is the health of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, in order to have a really, quote, successful playthrough, you're going to need to be aggressive and you're going to want to be expanding your borders. But it's hard. That's one of the cool things about the game is there's a lot of your diplomatic relations can just go to hell if you start going to war really at the drop of a hat for no reason.
Hmm.
Then you'll find yourself, you know, everybody turning on you. And when that happens to me, when these things are happening, when I see the game is just going south, what I've tried to do is to try to let somebody beat me so that my nation just disappears. But the game is forgiving it, wants you to keep going. So that never happens. I'll lose in war, and then the victors in the war will only demand
take pity on you or something.
Well, they don't. When I beat somebody, I get all their provinces, I demand full annexation, and then they're wiped off the map, they're gone, but the AI is always nicer to me, so they just let me limp along so that I can finish the game, but I have no interest in that.
You know, I actually played, there was a Civilization game, and I've never really played one before. It was a more recent game for the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
I played it a couple of years ago, and I think it was called, like, Civilization Revolutions or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I played that too.
And I actually did play through that game as non-aggressor. I never once set out to conquer any other area, and I got to the end of the game that
way.
Great
job.
Like, they kept throwing their guys against me, and so I would defend the city or whatever, the state, and I would win because I was in a defensive role, and over time, that's just how I won the game, was I never attacked anybody.
Yep. So right now, in my current playthrough, the last time I was playing as the Mamelukes, which were kind of in the Middle East, and now I'm playing as the Ming.
Okay.
The Ming.
Ming Dynasty?
Yeah. And they are...
The China? Where is that?
Yes, China. Okay. China. That's, I guess I would call it southern China. And they start out with a lot of good things going for them. So they're, if you want a successful run through and you're new at the game, the Ming are a good choice.
Europa Universalis is what it's called?
Yeah, Europa Universalis 4. Cool. And as the Ming, I'm now colonizing the U.S. and the Horn of Africa, so that's interesting.
How many hours are you in the Ming game?
I'd rather not. It's probably... It's embarrassing to say, but it's probably at least 35 hours.
Wow, and now is this since last week? You're like me, Johnny Ray. I get into a video game and I play it like a crack addict. I was doing that with XCOM over the weekend, when I really shouldn't be. I was playing way too much of this. There's a newer XCOM, and XCOM is an alien game. You played it when you were younger.
Yeah, I did.
But for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a game where you are essentially defending against aliens attacking the globe.
Yeah.
And you have to research weapons, research new technology, and, you know, confiscate things from the aliens, research that. And so there's like a strategy. A lot of strategy. It's just kind of a squad-based strategy game. But there's also a larger strategy component of researching and developing things and improving your squads and things like
some
that.
Some RPG stuff.
It's a really good remake of a classic game. They've really done a great job with it.
I'm really jealous.
XCOM Enemy Unknown. And I've been enjoying the hell out of it. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.